I was 43 years old when I arrived on board the International Space Station. I felt enormously privileged to be there and to be following the same career path as men and women I had revered all my life. It was hard to believe that I had been fortunate enough to join this exclusive band of spacefarers. 540 people from 37 different nations had reached Earth's orbit before me since Yuri Gagarin's first Intrepid launch on the 12th of April 1961. As a small cadre of space explorers, we hail from a wide range of careers and backgrounds. School teachers, pilots, engineers, scientists, doctors, and from every corner of the globe. The one thing we all share is a love of exploration and a passion for human spaceflight. Of course, there are certain skills and characteristics that you need to possess as an astronaut or acquire during training, and I'm confident that by the end of this book, you'll have a clear idea of what is the right stuff for today's astronauts. Some of these attributes may surprise you. Being good at languages, for example, is extremely useful. But equally important is what you do before you become an astronaut. It's key to find a career that you're passionate about and to be as good as you can be in that field. As we shall see, academic requirements only get you so far. It's your drive, your enthusiasm, and above all, your personality and character that will enable you to succeed. Shortly after landing back on Earth, I was asked in a press conference if I had a message for the children at my old school. My own journey had begun in a small village outside Chichester, on the southeast coast of England. It had taken nearly 18 years in the army and a career as a test pilot to put me in the right place at the right time to become an astronaut. I replied, "You're looking at a boy who went to Westbourne Primary School, who left school at the age of 18 with 3 average A-levels, and I've just got back from a 6-month mission to space. So my message is, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything." Make no mistake, becoming an astronaut is not easy. In fact, it's been the single hardest thing I've ever done. But it has also been the most rewarding pursuit by far, full of tremendous experiences that I will treasure for the rest of my life. So what is this book? And what's with all the questions? Well, since returning from the International Space Station, I've been amazed by the warm response from thousands of people wishing to know more about my mission and what it takes to become an astronaut. I've enjoyed answering intriguing questions on every aspect of my mission, from does space smell, to is there gravity in space, to what's the grossest thing about living on the space station. There have been novel questions for me, such as is there a protocol for first contact with aliens? And more sobering ones, such as what happens if you get hit by debris on your spacewalk. Of course, there are fun ones, such as can you have a cup of tea in space? The answer is thankfully yes. And how do you go to the toilet? Which is by far the most popular question I get asked, particularly from younger children. I wanted to answer and expand upon as many of these questions as I could, in order to provide my own definitive account of what being an astronaut is really like. The personal, the profound, the adventure, the astrophysics, the fear, the fun. I hope both the science and the everyday details of life in space are entertaining and informative, and may provide a useful reference or handbook for the next generation of spacefarers. After all, the first person to walk on Mars is probably alive today. Using the hashtag #AskAnAstronaut, the project was opened up to users on social media. Many of the wonderful submissions from Twitter and Facebook are included in this book, with the names given after some of the questions. In other cases, where more than one person asked the same or similar question, I have created an amalgamation. Thank you so much to everyone who contributed to the project. Even if your name is not included on these pages, your curiosity and thoughtfulness has played an enormous role in shaping the book, and I'm hugely grateful for your inquisitiveness. I've tried to cover all of the key parts of my mission in this book, which is structured into 6 chapters: launch, training, life and work on the space station, spacewalk, Earth and space, and return to Earth. As well as answering your questions, I've also answered some of my own. I've tried to share insights into my journey to space, from describing the training and preparation to the science behind the ISS, the experiments on board, the beauty of Earth from 400 kilometers up, the thrill of traveling at supersonic speeds through the atmosphere,